My grandfather's a big inspiration to me. He's one of the first Aboriginal men who worked for the CSIRO. He was an agriculture scientist and a stud bull breeder. Yeah, he had big property in big property just outside of Katherine, Ironwood Station it was called. And you know, growing up working with like my grandparents, you know, he taught us, you know, real like how to work, you know, and the importance of it was, but also my grandpa fought very hard for recognition, you know, because he's Aboriginal. Mm. So a lot of people used to, you know, look down on him or talk down on him, and he ended up working, getting through it, and he ended up winning like an Order of Australia medal for like agriculture science. So like he's one of the first Aboriginal men in the Northern Territory to pump some real good things for Australia, and he did it like for Aboriginal people for recognition. So. But he passed away not too long ago. So, but no, he was a good man. My grandma is originally from Ord River. She was taken away when she was a child. So she was a part of the Stolen Generation. And then they fought a long time too to get their land back, and they eventually did around Ord River. Yeah, they did a lot of work, but yeah, my grandma, she had a hard time when she was taken away. Like her father was an Aboriginal man too. He died in a prisoner of war camp in the Second World War. So they lost all that knowledge of where her dad was from, and she never met her mum. But I think she met a few brothers and sisters. But yeah, she spent her whole life too working in communities and trying to you know, get a day for the Aboriginal people. And yeah, she was very proud of it. And we used to try and help her out, and she used to drag us kids along all the time. Yeah, she was a good lady too, but yeah, she passed away as well now.